Within the first few blocks after Louisiana, you'll pass a couple of options for food and drink. First, on your left, in a distinctive yellow and turquoise building, is Delachaise, a wine bar with a restaurant-quality menu. And then, just a few blocks later on the right, after Penniston Street, the Columns Hotel. It's a converted house from the 1880s, with the social areas in the downstairs converted into a bar and restaurant. So if you were wondering what it was like inside all these mansions, here's a chance to find out. Right around the Columns are a couple other landmarks. A block before it on the right, at 3711 St. Charles, is a Victorian home formerly owned by Anne Rice. And on the left, right across from the Columns, is a building with the word Unity across the front. It's an interfaith spiritual center in a modern building all based on circles, extremely different from its classical neighbors, and designed by Leonard Spangenberg, a student of Frank Lloyd Wright, who, alongside the aforementioned Henry Hobson Richardson, is called one of the three most notable American architects. We've already talked about the live oak trees, but if you haven't already, it's worth looking up on the left to notice the strings of beads hanging from their branches. They're only on one side because that's the side where the Mardi Gras parades roll. Even though Mardi Gras is just a day, the parade season is several weeks long, somewhere between late January and early March, during which time the street is lined with tents, barbecues, ice chests, and custom ladders with booster seats for kids, as the crowds, mostly local, watch dozens of parades pass by. Bead throwing is the signature of New Orleans parades, so the trees are decorated with beads all year. As you approach the next light at Napoleon Avenue, you'll be passing through streets named for places where Napoleon won battles. And then there's General Pershing Street. It used to be called Berlin Street until World War I, when anti-German sentiment led to widespread renaming. On the left, just before General Pershing Street, is Touro Synagogue, one of the oldest synagogues in the country. Judah Touro, the founder, is also the namesake of the major hospital located a few blocks away, one of his many philanthropic projects. As far as things to do here, this area is pretty residential, but the walk along Napoleon to the left could bring you by another former property of Anne Rice, a huge building called St. Elizabeth's, formerly an orphanage, now condos. Past that is another part of Magazine with plenty to see, including a local coffee shop and roaster called Hay Cafe, a Peaches record store, and a variety of food options. Beyond Napoleon, there are also a few worthwhile stops on Britannia Street, which runs parallel with St. Charles two blocks to the left. It's got a locally beloved ice cream stop called Creole Creamery, plus some restaurants, maybe most notably Upper Line, a Creole restaurant with upscale treatment but a homey, friendly vibe and an incredible local art collection. Go ahead to the next track as the streetcar moves on from Napoleon.